You just heard one of the many interviews recorded by San Francisco StoryCorps and documentary filmmaker Pete Nix as they returned to Highland Hospital to gather the human stories behind the current healthcare debate. Pete Nix recently joined me in studio, and I asked him how the idea to partner up with StoryCorps came about.
You know, healthcare access isn't something that can just be solved overnight in this country because of the way our healthcare system has been created in such a fragmented way. There's all kinds of issues with it, particularly for those at the lower rungs of the socioeconomic ladder, that we know it's not going to get fixed overnight, even with, you know, something like the Affordable Care Act. And so, as we can see with how difficult it has been just to roll out the Affordable Care Act, there's going to be lots of challenges to, in implementing the law, and lots of questions remaining about access to care and how is the law impacting people? Is it helping people? Is it hurting people? And we feel that, particularly after a law is implemented, it's really important to understand what's going on in the lives of the people for whom this was created. And so that really represented, you know, an opportunity for us to not just make a film, but keep the engagement going. And the StoryCorps partnership represented an opportunity for us to go back and check in with people.
So who did you want to hear from with the StoryCorps project?
Anyone willing to share. And that's really our sort of philosophy. And that's what began the project. You know, the project didn't begin as a film. It began as a storytelling project where we went into the waiting room and we asked people, what are you waiting for? You know, we didn't ask them, what do you think about Obamacare? What do you think about this hospital? We just asked them a very simple question. And the answers we got were all over the map. Some of them were actually literal, like I'm waiting for my diabetes medication, but some were profound and had to do with life and where people were at in their lives and their hopes and their dreams and who they were as human beings. And we found that people wanted to express themselves and get a little bit of dignity for themselves as a human being. And so when we began talking to StoryCorps about the questions, really they kind of left it up to us. And the way StoryCorps works is it's a conversation between two people who usually know each other, sometimes not. And it's the serendipity of that that's really sometimes very powerful and poignant. The environment, having those conversations take place at the hospital, gives it a tone and a sort of value to it that, you know, you can't necessarily replicate somewhere else. And so the results are varied and always interesting.
Can you tell us about some of these people that you've met?
Well,
tell
I can
us
talk
some
about,
of these stories.
Yeah, Warren Steptoe, who is one of the first... I think he might have been the first conversation we recorded, was in the film, and he was one of the first people that we met when we started engaging people in the waiting room. And one of the things that we loved about the waiting room was how different people would come together. So you'd have people of all different races, classes, ethnicities, cultural backgrounds coming together in this waiting room and talking to each other in a way that they normally wouldn't. And so
people who might not otherwise cross paths,
right,
are finding themselves in this kind of healthcare predicament at the same time.
Exactly, right. So the day we met Warren, he was sitting there talking to this young white couple, and he's an African-American, and he had lost his job, and he was struggling. He was living with his daughter, and this young white couple, which you can't imagine necessarily that they would be hanging out together, they were going through a very similar thing. The guy had been laid off from one of the NUMMI plant, one of the car plants.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a common bond between them that allowed them to sort of enter into a conversation. When I called Warren and I said, hey, do you want to come do StoryCorps? He really jumped at the chance and he decided he wanted to bring his daughter and have a conversation with his daughter. And so that was the one that's kind of set the stage.
That's something that stuck with you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's incredibly brave to reveal some of the basics of your life that may be embarrassing, like you've lost your job and you have to move in with your daughter, you know. But I think for Warren, what was more important to him was revealing who he was as a person rather than the embarrassment of his life circumstance, because he knew. And I think when you go into that waiting room and you share your experience with people who have had bad luck or things happen to them that have left them without a job or very sick or what have you realize that nothing is guaranteed in life and that you're not alone, number one, and that the sharing of that story is not only cathartic for you, but it's cathartic for others who are going through similar situations. And that's also kind of what we were trying to do with the film, is to remind people that we're not alone in this sort of journey of what healthcare represents, that we're all vulnerable, that, you know, nothing is guaranteed, whether, you know, you're getting sick or losing your job or having a mental illness or a drug addiction. These are all things that we all go through in one way or another, whether it's ourselves or a loved one.